שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 17, מהותה של חוכמת הקבלה,
We're learning from Kabbalah for the student, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're starting with the chapter, the corporeal terms and the physical names in books of Kabbalah.
כותרת, הערכים הגשמיים ושמות הגופניים שבספרי קבלה.
Chapter titled The Corporeal Terms and Physical Names in the Books of Kabbalah. Any reasonable person will understand that when dealing with spiritual matters, much less with godliness, we have no words or letters with which to contemplate. This is because our whole vocabulary is but combinations of the letters of our senses and imagination. And how can they assist where there are neither imagination nor senses? Even if we take the subtlest word that can be used in such matters, meaning the word upper light, or even simple light, it is still imaginary and borrowed from the sunlight, or a candlelight, or a light of contentment one feels upon resolving some doubt.
איזה המצאה חדשה של התרת איזה ספק ואיך ייתכן לשמש.
And how can we use them in spiritual matters and godly ways, since they offer the examiner nothing more than falsehood and deceit? It is particularly so where one needs to find some rationale in these words to help one in the negotiations customary in the research of the wisdom. Here the sage must use rigorously accurate definitions for the eyes of the readers.
Imagine, suppose there is a person who reveals the spiritual world, the Creator. He feels him, the actions of the Creator, over himself, over the rest of the created beings, what he can do toward the Creator, and how all the other creatures can also come to that. But what can he tell? Really, what does he have to tell? Because it's hidden from everyone. And suppose that he really wants it, really. He discovers that the Creator wants for him to advance everyone and that he's together with them and the Creator, that he's like the transition, that he's partner both with him and with them. And because he's in both worlds, actually, he can help. He can help those in this world to come closer to the Creator, but how will he do it? How can he do it? What can he do? Tell about something. It's imaginary matters. It's unfelt. No one will understand them correctly because he speaks the language of bestowal and they speak the language of reception. And his calculations, his motivation, his motives, they're all completely different. How can he do it? It's a problem. Therefore, it was forbidden for many years, and the Kabbalists only wrote about it and passed it from one to the other, and passed it to each other. And like it says in the article, time to act. It's a problem. So, let's continue.
Should the sage fail with but a single unsuccessful word, he will confuse and mislead the readers. They will not understand at all what he says before and after it, and everything connected to that word, as it is known to anyone who examines books of wisdom. Thus, one should wonder, how is it possible for Kabbalists to use false words to explain the interconnections in this wisdom? Also, It is known that there is no definition through a false name, for the lie has no legs and no stance. Indeed, here you must first know the law of root and branch by which the worlds relate to one another.
Meaning that there is some kind of an opening here, and it opens through something called root and branch. We don't know what that is, but he says that there is something like that, meaning that there is a kind of connection, there is kind of a hole, a kind of entrance from world to world called root and branch. Let's see.
The law of root and branch by which the worlds are related. Kabbalists have found that the form of the four worlds named Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, beginning with the first, highest world called Atzilut, down to this corporeal, tangible world called Asiyah, is exactly the same in every item and event. This means that everything that eventuates and occurs in the first world is found unchanged in the next world below it too. It is likewise in all the worlds that follow it down to this tangible world. And there is no difference between them, but only a difference of degree, perceived in the substance of the elements of reality in each and every world. The substance of the elements of reality in the first, uppermost world is finer than in all the ones below it. And the substance of the elements of reality in the second world is thicker or coarser than in the first world, but finer than all that is of a lower degree. This continues similarly down to this world before us, whose substance of the elements of its reality is coarser and darker than in all the worlds preceding it. However, the shapes and elements of reality and all their occurrences come unchanged and equal in every world, both in quantity and quality. They compared it to the conduct of a seal and its imprint, where all the shapes in the seal are perfectly transferred in every detail and intricacy to its imprinted objects. So it is with the worlds. Each lower world is an imprint of the world above it. Hence, all the forms in the higher world are meticulously copied in both quantity and quality to the lower world. Thus, there is not an element of reality or an occurrence of reality in a lower world that you will not find its likeness in the world above it, as identical as two drops in a pond. And they are called root and branch. That means that the item in the lower world is deemed a branch of its pattern found in the higher world, which is the root of the lower element, as this is where that item in the lower world has been imprinted and made to be. That was the intention of our sages when they said, "You have not a blade of grass below that has not a fortune and a guard above that strikes it and tells it, 'Grow.'" Follows that the root, called fortune, compels it to grow and assume its attribute in quantity and quality, as with the seal and its imprint. This is the law of root and branch that applies to every detail and occurrence in reality, in every single world, in relation to the world above it.
Meaning, from the highest point of creation to the lowest point in creation, we have the same substance that wants to receive pleasure, the will to receive. And from that highest degree to the lowest one, all in all, we have that substance cascading. Only its form changes every time. Form means intention. Wanting to receive more or to receive less. Wanting to bestow more or to bestow less. But it's the same substance. The will to receive. The desire to receive pleasure. Questions? Yes.
What does it mean that on the one hand it says like two drops of water? In what are they two drops of water?
Ten sferot. No difference. Next.
No baro, we said that.
Baro. Okay.
He explains fortune, but what is a guard?
He doesn't explain this here. There's fortune, and there are guards.
Ken.
If you ask me in the middle of the lesson, what is your desire? What is your intention? I wouldn't know what to say. I'll have to think about it.
You have to actually think about that all the time. And only afterwards should you think, what am I studying for? What am I studying? What am I studying? That's not important at all. First of all, who am I? What am I? What's going on? Who's sitting in front of the book, and where am I altogether?
So, when you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, they tell you about the will to receive, intention, but these concepts are not something you feel as tangible as.
So you should think about it. That's how you should scrutinize this. I am the will to receive. What is the will to receive? The will to receive pleasure and delight, meaning I all the time only want to enjoy in each and every possible state, in everything possible. The more, the merrier. Suppose I'm sitting right now. Do I feel like getting up? No, this is the most comfortable thing right now. When I'm standing, I want to stand on one leg. No, I feel comfortable on both feet. Follow yourself, that you're all the time, that you're in the will to receive all the time. Why did you come here? In order to receive pleasure, in order to fulfill your vessels of reception, to receive pleasure in them. And he explains here that really you came to the right place in order to fill those vessels of reception because you came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, which literally in Hebrew means the wisdom of how to receive, and it's a real fulfillment. It's not that like the rest of the world that just runs around and plunges into greater emptiness. Here he explains how you can reach greater fulfillment. And it's not simple. You have to learn how to do it. You have to perform these actions, but you reach a state where you determine why and how can you be fulfilled. Yeah?
When does a person who begins to study Kabbalah begin to move from a desire to intention?
It doesn't depend on time. It depends on your effort to scrutinize.
Is the desire something that exists in a man? Is there such a thing?
Yes. The question is, to what extent during the day, and pay attention, that not that you just flow through life, but that you're asking yourself, what am I living for? What am I supposed to do? What goal am I supposed to advance to? And so on. Start scrutinizing this, and you'll see. How much can you really only, not in order to fall into despair, but it's given to you for the very opposite, in order for you to see how do you get out of this. But without that, you're like mindless. Like he says, that you flow in the currents of life, like yesterday, you just keep going that way. Even if you're studying Kabbalah, then you're just flowing.
No.
What helps a person be in this scrutiny all day long?
I'll tell you a secret. You know what I want to say? The group. Only from the group can you get new discernments that are your very opposite, that are opposite to you, that are very unpleasant, but because of them, by them, do you shape, do you form yourself? You have no chance whatsoever to achieve this by any other means. There simply isn't, because to begin with, in spirituality, you exist in the ten. You're already there.
No.
About in relation to what it's written, he says that all the details of reality here in this corporeal world also appear in the upper worlds. It's very perplexing because in this world we see mainly horrors.
This has to do with the details of reality.
He says every incident as well. That's what he writes. Occurrences.
So in the upper reality, people there also beat each other up?
The question is, where does it all extend, all those occurrences that we see in a relationship between us? If not from the upper worlds, where does it come from?
The sages say that the four worlds called Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, down to this corporeal, tangible world, their form is equal in all of the different incidents and details, and what exists in the uppermost world cascades to the lower world without changing anything. What changes then? The substance itself. It's the will to receive, but in what form does it change? Read about it. We just read about the law of root and branch, meaning that all of reality and everything that exists in the first world also exists in the second world beneath it without any change whatsoever, and also in the rest of the worlds after it down to this tangible world, and there's no difference between them, and all the details are kept. Otherwise, what? You have a root that has no branch, or you have a branch that has no root. No such thing. So he says that the substance of the first world and the more upper world is pure, and that's the difference between all of them. The purity of the substance. That's it. So what do you want to say about that?
I didn't understand, but I'll think about it.
Otherwise, according to what you're saying, then there's no difference at all. Meaning, well, what does it mean then, five worlds?
Tov. No, Cohen.
Cohen.
At what point does the matter get inverted?
It's inverted from one degree to the next. Truly so.
Between the worlds and also in?
Inside and between the sfirot, and also in each and every partsuf, between the sfirot. You have chuchma and bina. They're opposites, the sfirot. Chesed gvura, netzach yesod. Doesn't matter what you take. These are all opposites. But the substance is the will to receive.
The matter is the same, but through the whole system.
The difference is only in the extent to which one has the ability to equalize with the light. That's the entire difference between matter and matter. Besides the will, the creator, the will to bestow, there's matter called the will to receive, and the extent to which that will to receive can equalize with the will to bestow. This is what we have in the upper worlds, and when it can't equalize with the will to bestow, as long as it can't equalize with the will to bestow, it's in our world, but it's the same matter, it's the will to receive. Read it again. What can I say? Where are we? Language of the Kabbalists. Okay. Wait a second. We have something from Moscow. Update.
We would like to report about the Congress, the preparation for the Congress. Toward the Congress, every part in the world clearly received an opportunity, a great, wonderful opportunity for connection between them. The Russian-speaking CLI received the opportunity to prepare the fourth block in the Congress, whose topic is Confidence is Clothing for the Light. As soon as we finish the lessons, and after the Tens in the World CLI, we'll have a summary. All the Russian-speaking groups will gather in the Moscow Zoom and try to prepare together this lesson. And we have a question. What is that confidence that we should all come to together so that in it the reforming light will clothe?
The confidence is the light that exists in the ten, that if I'm integrated in the ten, it works on me and gives me something to lean on, gives me the confidence, gives me a grip of the group, and through it, the creator that's inside the group. This is the confidence. Without integrating in the group, there is no confidence. This is how it's built on purpose. You can say the following, that the confidence is the measure of faith, the measure of bestowal that a person acquires by being integrated, by being included in the ten. Denise, what else?
What в связи с тем, что это будет первый урок второго дня Конгресса.
According to the concept of it being the first lesson of the second day of the Congress, we need to provide a powerful direction, intention for this lesson, and it's designed to be a little longer than the preceding and also following lessons. What would bring about the desired result?
Like what I said, I have no hope for the future. I have no ability to be integrated in the Creator, to reveal Him, to come closer to Him if I don't or unless I do it in the ten. I have to approach it. I have to grab hold of it. I have to grab hold of it like a baby holding his mother. Try to take him away from his mother. How much he's yelling, crying, can't stand it. He wants to even be inside of her, like he was while she was pregnant. So, this is what we have to feel as a result of this lesson. That the confidence is my integration in the group. With my eyes shut, with all of my strength, I have to be there and to integrate there and to, to dissolve there. This is how I have to be there. To the extent to which I dissolve in the group, to that extent I start feeling the Creator. The group becomes the Creator. It's the Shekhinah, and He is the Shochen that dwells in it. This is what's supposed to be on the lesson. Try to find more emotional excerpts for it. Send many of them, and I'll sort them. Bring, suppose, I don't know, 30 excerpts. We need no more than 8 to 10. And that's how we'll advance. It's an actually very emotional topic, it's supposed to be. A person has to feel it in his bones, that this is what's important for me, this is what grabs me. I need it. Without that, I don't exist. This is how it's supposed to be. Well, let's hope that it'll happen, and in the meantime,
Open Friday. Friends from the groups in Israel and viewers of Kabbalah channel are invited to a lesson and a festive meal tomorrow, Friday, 2:45 a.m., 12 Nevatim Street, Petah Tikva. For registration, call 1-700-509-209. Thank you to our TV viewers. Fundamentals course in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah campus is delighted to invite you to an intro lecture in preparation for the opening of our fundamentals course in Kfar Saba and Kfar Blum on January 14th and 16th. Intro lecture is 30 shekels when you RSVP at 700-509-209 or kab.co.il. All of us in a Congress. You're invited Sunday, January 20th, starting at 6 p.m. for a celebration of connection of the world Kli. In the evening, we'll prepare ourselves for inviting the people of Israel to the Kabbalah Lam Congress. We'll be in a special lesson with Rav Lightman. We'll sing, rejoice, and feel the spirit of a unified Israeli Kli song.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה